Jesus took all judgment upon himself, then Satan cannot hold over me for one second the fear of future judgment. Do you get that? It's really important. Jesus drew all the judgment for sin to himself on the cross, and he rose from the dead, triumphant over the grave, triumphant over the power of sin, which is the law, triumphant over nothing could keep him back. And he comes to bring the message of justification. The first words that he spoke when he saw his disciples, he said, "Peace." Peace. He had made peace through the blood of his cross. There was no more antagonism, antipathy between man and God. But Jesus came to declare peace to those who are near and to those who are afar off. He had made peace through the blood of his cross. Oh, I love that. And so because we're having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. See, many haven't just embraced Romans 5:1. They still think God is antagonistic toward them, that God is checking them out, that God is evaluating their performance. Oh, you didn't have your quiet time this morning. You didn't pray. You did this. You did the other thing. No, he's not. He's declared you to be righteous. None of those things which are important for your own spiritual growth are measured by God. He's not carrying around a measuring stick. The measuring stick of the law has been done away with. And so there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. Jesus came to reveal this non-judgmental love of the Father, and Paul just unveils it to us. Oh, child of God, I pray that this will get into your spirit and that you'll get rid of the measuring stick. Many years ago, Bev was out with a friend having lunch. And she said to this friend, "Where is," and she named the name of another lady friend. She said, "Where is she?" And this friend said to Bev, "Bev, if your petticoat was sticking out, would you want me to tell you?" And Bev said, "Yes." She said, "That lady does not like to be around you because she feels measured when she is around you." And that just broke Bev. She came to me in my office where I was. This was back in the 80s. And she said, "Do you see this in me?" And I said, "Well, I plead the Fifth Amendment." No, I didn't say that. But I didn't want to accuse her of anything. And I said, "Let's ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you." And the Holy Spirit just graciously showed her that since a prophetic word was spoken over her by a Sunday school teacher, instead of receiving that, because she was so young, I think 6 years of age, when her Sunday school teacher prophesied over her that she would be a leader amongst women, Bev had taken it upon herself to always be the leader amongst women, to be righteous, to be better than others. And the Lord showed her that the self-righteousness was the root of that whole spirit of judgmentalism that others sensed upon her. And it broke her heart, and we ministered to her. But the next morning, I was gone on a meeting. She and the kids went to church at Lake Country Baptist Church, and they were singing the hymn, commune with me between the wings of the cherubim, commune with me, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there between the wings of the cherubim. And Bev had a revelation of the mercy seat sprinkled with the blood of Jesus, where God meets with us and we can commune with him, and we are clean, we are washed, we are righteous before him. And God did such a healing and a delivering work in Bev right there. And the measuring stick was gone when she saw the revelation of her righteousness in Jesus, that she was welcomed at the mercy seat, not because of what she had done, but because of the blood of Jesus. And Bev said after that, it was so refreshing to walk into a room and not see what was wrong with everybody, which she had thought was part of her prophetic anointing. But it wasn't the prophetic anointing. It was the effects of the law. It was effects of that measuring stick. And so Bev has got a wonderful message that she shares about the measuring stick and breaking the measuring stick, breaking that. And, you know, in her ladies' meetings, she would take a yardstick and then give one out to each woman and give them the opportunity to break the measuring stick in the presence of the Lord. And it's so important to get rid of that, because he's not judging you. God isn't judging you. The Father judges no one. And Jesus said, I judge no one. And now we've come into the new covenant where the judgment has been drawn to Jesus, and we are free of that judgment. And Satan's power has been neutralized. He says, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of the world be cast out. He is cast out of your life unless you will believe his accusations, unless you will allow the law to manipulate you emotionally and mentally so that you come into agreement with the accusation of the enemy. It's time to get free of that.